This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet ﷺ saw a dream. He said, "I saw a cow being slaughtered, and I saw a sword cracked, and I saw myself putting my hands inside of a strong, well-secured armor." The Prophet ﷺ interpreted this dream to his companions. He said, "I see Medina as being this armor," meaning we should stay inside of Medina, and if an enemy comes, we defend from within our borders. But the Sahaba, the young amongst them, were very excited and they wanted to show their courage and their bravery and to go out and march out and meet the enemy. So the Prophet ﷺ followed the desires of his companions at that time and he went out with them. And they went to the plains of Uhud, or to the place of Uhud, outside the mounts of Uhud. And the Prophet ﷺ, as we know, he ordered some of the Muslims to stand on a small hill and for these archers on this hill to defend the Muslims in case Quraysh tried to attack them from behind. And the Prophet ﷺ said to them, "Even if you see us victorious and you see us winning, never come down from this area that I've placed you." As we know, the Muslims in the beginning of the battle were victorious and they were winning and they were collecting war booty. And those Muslims who were on that mountain, they came down and they left the place where the Prophet ﷺ commanded them to be. And because of that, Quraysh came around the army of the Muslims and attacked them from behind. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw this happening, he began to scream out on the battlefield. He began to yell out, telling the Muslims, "Be careful, they're coming from behind you, they're coming from the rear." And so by doing this, the Prophet ﷺ gave away his position as the commander of the army. And a group of Quraysh went pursuing after the Prophet ﷺ, trying to kill him. And in this pursuit, the Prophet ﷺ, his teeth were broken, some of his fingertips were cut, ﷺ. SubhanAllah, look at the bravery of our Prophet ﷺ on the battlefield. But when this took place, there was a rumor that began to spread on the battlefield. That rumor was that the Prophet ﷺ was killed. And some of the Muslims, because of this rumor, gave up entirely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this incident, revealed this verse.
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجَزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu anhu, he came to the battlefield late. The battle was already taking place. And when he arrived on the battlefield, he found Muslims were walking away, they were leaving. He said, "What's wrong? Where are you going?" They said, "Didn't you hear? The Prophet ﷺ has been killed." Anas looked at them with amazement. He said, "If that's the case, then fight for what he has died for." And he went into the battle himself and ultimately was killed. This verse was revealed in this instance. But later on, the Prophet ﷺ would pass away for real. He passed away in the lap of his wife Aisha radiallahu anha. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anha entered into the house of his daughter Aisha and he saw the Prophet ﷺ had passed away. And he came out of the house and he looked around the masjid and he looked around the city and people were in disbelief. All of them could not imagine that a tragedy like this could take place, that the Prophet ﷺ could have passed away. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood in front of the people and he recited these same verses that were revealed in Uhud. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ أَنْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. That he said to them, "And Muhammad is only a messenger like the messengers that came before. If he dies or is killed, will you turn back on your heels?" And he said to them, "Whoever worships Muhammad, then Muhammad has died. But whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is ever living and never dies." The companion said, "When Abu Bakr recited this verse on that day, it was as if it was the first time we ever heard it. Even though they heard this verse years ago, even though they've memorized this verse and they recite it in their prayers, when Abu Bakr said it in that day, it was as if it was the first time they had ever heard it." This is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and he's a human being, but he's the best of all the human beings. And even if he passes away, it's upon us to follow the sunnah and the commandments of our Prophet ﷺ and to keep those alive in our lives.